Are we going to see the remaining movements of the Third Sonata anytime soon?
That's one of the things I am less optimistic.
Surely you get tired enough of that question that someone...
No, I'm not tired of the question. I'm tired of myself not answering the question, which is quite different. No, I hope to take it again. You know what? Yeah, it's very difficult for me because I had ideas at this time for mobility and flexibility, with which I don't agree so much now. Hmm. And therefore, I don't want either to write a fixed, fixed version. I have written a very, very not first sketch, but I mean versions of it which are too short and not enough developed. So I want right. to develop that, but I am embarrassed by some ideas I had at this moment that I don't want to keep. You know, for instance, I had the idea of. Having, for instance, for the last movement, having some windows, you know, like Poussin did.
Poussin did, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I find that's a little bit like a game of Monopoly now. I'm not really satisfied with the idea anymore. Yeah. Like, for instance, I saw also, you know, you put dots on the line and you read with transparent paper according to the dots, yeah. you know, with the accidentals and so on.
Oh, right.
So you can transpose or something yeah. like that. But also I find that's a kind of... I don't want a work to be a game. I want the work to be really a work with some flexibility in it, like I did for the two movements which are printed. Then that's something that's no more a game. That's really a structural input. And I wanted to find that, but I could not find really the right solution at a point. For the first one, I found the solution, which is not finished, but I found the solution. But for the two last movement, I did not still find a solution. Hmm. But I will. Okay. I have still time. Rendezvous. Later. <yeah. laughs> Okay. So, that's all?
I suppose that's it.
Good.
I'm sure. Yes. I'll think of a million more questions.
More questions.
Yeah, well, I
for my next trip, save it.
I'll save it for you.
The whole time I was going through college, I wanted to call you every night.
Yes.
Call you and Stockhausen up yes. to ask questions.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to ask more about young composers in Paris, like mm-hmm. Dufour.
Dufour, yes, Dufour, yeah.
I enjoyed the work very much.
Yes.
It was like you were saying, it had structural elements which were moving,
yes.
but then stronger elements.
Exactly,
yeah.
yes, which were static, yeah. There is Hugues Dufour, Tristan Murail also.
Yeah.
And then
Pascal
Dussapin, yes. Dussapin. Gérard Griset.
Yeah.
And they are younger ones now. The one I told you, were 25, 27.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Marc-André Dalbavy, one is the name. Another one is Hurel, Philippe Hurel. Another one is Durville, and the other one is Durieux. They have all similar names, practically. Now, for them, and Philippe Manoury, that is a very good one. I mean, he's a little slightly older, 35 years now.
The only piece he's got recorded over here, that we can get over here, is
yes.
what he wrote when he was 22.
Yes, yes. No.
Right.
Now he has
yeah.
progressed there. And he has done a piece for flute and 4X, which is really exceptionally good,
mm-hmm.
huh. which was first performed in March, April. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so.
And we'll certainly when if we come back to the ensemble with the ensemble here in this country, I mean, we will bring this type of piece by young people.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes, to see the young, to show the young generation.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
So good.